Do you think desperation to be in a relationship and overcome loneliness often causes people to lower their standards too much?
Maybe sometimes, yeah, because you feel like you can't be with anyone, so you're just going to go for whoever likes you. So yeah, maybe, yeah, so that does happen.
Have you ever had the experience where it's been a long time since you've gotten any female attention and you're going through what they would call a dry spell? Time goes on and there's still no success with the ladies, and because the kind of desire to relieve yourself and your frustration is building, you decide to temporarily lower your standards and sleep with a woman who ordinarily wouldn't be up to your quality. Now, during the act, you're enjoying yourself. You're finally fulfilling your biological need to have sex. And so the process of sleeping with this girl is extremely pleasurable. It's all going well, it's all good, until the moment when you finish. And then suddenly, the mood shifts dramatically. All of your happiness just drains away. You look at the woman that you've just slept with, and there is this sinking feeling of regret. You're thinking, what did I just do? Why did I just do that? How do I get out of here? This feeling could be called buyer's regret, but it's most commonly referred to as post-nut syndrome. In this video, I'm going to explain the evolutionary psychology behind that feeling. Now remember, from a purely biological perspective, your genes don't care whether or not you're happy. They don't care if you're satisfied. They only have one purpose, and that is to continue living. And the best way to do that is to reproduce, so those genes can get passed on to the next generation. This is why there are so many mechanisms inside your body encouraging you to reproduce. Your body is literally designed to seek sexual pleasure. It's no wonder that you lowered your standards. Your body was telling you to do that. It was driving you to have sex. You want the physical pleasure of the sexual stimulation. That's one aspect. But you also want the psychological gratification of knowing that you're desirable to a woman, that a woman will lie with you. And while it feels good in the moment to be having sex with this woman and to know that she sees you as a worthy sexual partner, the story doesn't end there. But the thing is that the cells inside your body don't understand what birth control is. Birth control has existed for just the tiniest fraction of human history. 99.999% of your ancestors had sex without condoms, had sex without the pill. So while your mind understands what birth control is, your body doesn't. So from the body's perspective, it knows that every time that you're having sex with a woman, there is a chance that you could get her pregnant. So let's just play through the scenario. You sleep with a low quality woman, and then afterwards, you have that feeling of regret, that fear. This is your body saying, oh God, I think I could have just gotten this girl pregnant. You're then faced with two different options. Option one, you stay with this woman and you help raise the child. That is not a good option because it means that you have to spend your life with this low quality woman. That's going to be a massive restriction on your freedom. It's going to consume a lot of your resources. Also, if she's a low quality woman, it means that you have mixed your genes with hers. Your genes desperately want to survive, and they know that the best way for them to survive is to team up with somebody else who's got really, really good genes, to combine the two of them together to create a healthy, high status human being. Your genes want to survive, and they know that the best strategy that they have is to partner up with somebody else's genes who are also really, really high quality. You wanted to get that young, beautiful, impressive woman pregnant because her survival prospects and the prospects of her children are so high. But out of your sexual frustration, you compromised and you slept with a low quality woman. Now your genes are mixed with her low quality genes, and it means that raising these children to be healthy, functioning adults is going to take twice as much effort because of the inherent disadvantage they have genetically. When you really stop and consider the consequences of sleeping with this low quality woman and risking getting her pregnant, well, this feeling of regret makes complete sense. The other choice that you have is no better, and that's to just run away. You know, your body still thinks that it's caveman days. It doesn't know what a paternity test is. It thinks it can just move on and try and forget about it. That is easy to say, but it is not easy to do, because remember, your genes want to survive, and your genes are now inside this child that you've produced. How is this child going to survive without a father present to provide, to protect? Inside all men is a strong paternal instinct to care for and to raise children that you create. So you might not like this woman that you've just slept with, you might have a desire to run away, but you're not going to, because that's going to fill you with even more misery, because you know you'll be abandoning your genes to God knows what. If you run away, then you have exposed them to conditions where they're not likely to survive. Of course you regret sleeping with her. That is the post-nut syndrome. This is massively simplistic. There is a lot more to it, and this is really just exploring one part of the evolutionary perspective. It's nuanced. There are psychological components as well. Who you choose as your sexual partner has a massive impact on your self-esteem. But I covered that in my video, Low Quality Women Do Not Have Sex With Them. If you haven't seen that, I'll put a link down below. The larger lesson here is that this depression that you feel after sleeping with a low quality woman isn't a bug, it's a feature. Do you see that from an evolutionary perspective, after sleeping with a low quality woman, you are meant to feel depressed. You are meant to feel regretful. That post-nut syndrome, that is a completely normal and appropriate response to these circumstances. If you didn't feel regret, well then that means that something is off and you're probably not in touch with your own biology. Now I'll tell you something that very few men have actually experienced for themselves. You guys know me, I'm an optimist, and I do believe that happiness is possible if you put in the work to become a high quality man so you can attract a high quality woman. But in reality, the percentage of the population that are genuinely high quality people is very, very small. This is why there are some men who believe that post-nut syndrome is absolutely unavoidable. There's no such thing as sex without that feeling of regret. They are mistaken. They just haven't experienced it yet. I tell you this, if you sleep with a beautiful, high quality woman that you're in a relationship with, you have mutual love, admiration, respect for each other, you know that you want to have children with her one day, after you finish having sex with that woman, you will not have any regret. There will be no post-nut syndrome. You won't feel depressed. You'll feel happy. You'll feel love. Instead of buyer's regret, you'll feel buyer's pride. You will think to yourself, yes, I just slept with this beautiful, amazing, high quality woman. And your body knows that you've done well, that if your genes match with hers, that's great because they're in good hands. I know that there are guys that won't believe that it's possible to feel closer to a woman after climaxing because that's never been their experience. But I promise you, it is possible and it is wonderful. It is one of the jewels of the human experience, and I sincerely want everybody to feel this at least once before they die. If you want that experience, keep doing the work, keep improving yourself, become a high quality man. And educate yourself so that you can spot a high quality woman so you can get in a relationship with her. Once you've arrived, you're a high quality guy with a high quality woman, you won't be experiencing post-orgasm regret. You will experience post-orgasm bliss.